Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving us the privilege and the opportunity and the blessing to be able to give praise to you this morning. You deserve all of the praise. We thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace, and your long-suffering with us, and for all of the many and manifold blessings you bestowed upon us. And Lord, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive others who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew. Fill us all with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, even though all of us are in that little strange time between Christmas and New Year's, and hopefully for most people a relaxing time and a resting time, Lord, help us to keep our guard up. Prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us for laughter and tragedy. Prepare us for weddings and funerals. Prepare us for life and death. Lord, help us to stay balanced throughout this day and throughout this little season, and also when January 1st comes, if you should tarry your coming and you would allow us to live. We pray for families that have been impacted by death, even on Christmas Day and the day after Christmas. We pray for the prominent family in the Plano, Frisco, McKinney area of Dallas. The son who somehow got caught up in a bad situation and at 17 was shot dead on Christmas Eve and died on Christmas morning. That's an unspeakable tragedy, and only you can comfort these people. And Lord, help their church to stand with them. And we also pray, Lord, this morning for Rihanna and her cousin. They just enjoyed Christmas together. The day before, the next day, he was shot dead down in Barbados. And so, Lord, we pray that you comfort that family as only you can. And there are many other families across this nation and around the globe who are going through very, very difficult times, and some who lost family members earlier in the year. And had to go through the Christmas season without them. So, Lord, be with them and be with those who are lonely. And we pray that most of all, those who are lost, save them and revive those who are saved, and have it to be so that for everyone, you are our portion. And you're the one who will give us peace that passeth all understanding and joy unspeakable. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Lead, guide, and direct us throughout this morning, afternoon, and evening, and help all of us, even though many people are in relaxed mode, help us to get something accomplished. Help us to do some good. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in reading Ephesians 5:24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Allow me to read that again in your hearing. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And tragically, of course, we have an epidemic of husbands who refuse to lead and wives who refuse to submit. And this has been going on for many years. And I have preached this message for almost 40 years. One of the reasons why some great Bible-believing movements fizzled out is not because we did not have our doctrine right. It's not because we were not on point as far as evangelism. And it was not because some people were not on point about such things as modest dress. The reason why these promising movements have failed is because we wanted to do everything else God's way except for the family, particularly in the black community. I don't know how it is altogether in the white community, but particularly in the black community, for mama has been king for a long, long time, and that has been a problem and has caused great upheaval and trouble in the family down through the years. But when you know better, you ought to do better. So with that, my beloved, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the Christian family, that it would truly be Christian in a sense, as Billy Graham once said, Christ, Jesus Christ, is dwelling in us. That's what makes us truly Christian. And the evidence of that is being obedient to Christ, being obedient to his word. And so forgive us of our sins in the family of disobedience, rebelliousness against your holy word, wanting to do things our way and not doing it your way. But built in with that disobedience are consequences. And we have suffered the consequences down through the years, and we still suffer them today. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell in every Christian marriage and in every Christian family, and rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from every Christian marriage and every Christian family. And we pray that every person in the family would choose to obey your holy word, whether they understand it or not. And we pray for the families that don't know you as Savior, that your Holy Spirit would draw them to yourself. Help us to be the evangelists that we should be, the witnesses that we should be, and lead them to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional Bible passage for today is Psalm 95, 1 through 6. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Amen, somebody. And that's how we ought to come before the Lord. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all little g gods. Verse 4, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. May I lovingly encourage you to kneel down before your Maker and pray to Him and give Him praise and give Him glory and honor, for all of it is due His name. And ladies and gentlemen, join me in praying over the estates. We pray for the church estate, the government estate, the citizens estate, and the press estate, times two, the new media and the old media. And please join me in praying over them and for them. Holy Father God, we pray for church servant leaders, all pastors, all evangelists, all missionaries, all church denominational servant leaders, Bible teachers, and ministry workers, and all of the people who do whatever they do in your church. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all governmental leaders as well. We pray for them based upon your holy word. Whether we feel like it or not, whether we like them or not, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, which says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, as we have prayed for every president since Ronald Reagan, we pray now for President Donald Trump and his family and his administration. We pray for each member of the White House staff. We pray for the leaders of federal agencies, all members of Congress, all governors, mayors, police chiefs, and sheriffs, all military leaders. We pray for James Mad Dog Mattis especially. We pray for the leaders of all nations around the world. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Holy Father God, we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, provision, blessings upon them. We pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight for all of these governmental leaders as you see fit. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the old media and the new media combined. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. And Lord, we pray that you'll give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight, that they would not do their job in a biased fashion, but just report the truth. Be a good reporter. Report the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And Holy Father God, pardon me. And Holy Father God, we pray for current events that are happening all around us. Lord, you know all about them. We are just praying over a few. And we pray for the comfort and salvation of those who have lost loved ones to violence over the holidays. And we pray that you would comfort them as only you can. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the young ladies, some who have been delivered from Boko Haram, and now they're telling their sad stories. And Lord, help us to pray for them that somehow you will get them through this tragic experience, and they can make it on with life. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the media, that they would again tell the truth and not make up news and not to make it about themselves. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now for the prayer requests that we have, numbering in the hundreds, and by your grace, Lord, we now pray over just a few. We pray for Solomon. Please bless and prosper his church and orphanage in India, and bless him with the means to conduct pastors and leaders conferences and gospel crusades. We also pray for Simone. Please help her to study well, get good grades and a great education, and make her healthy and prosperous. Please save and protect all children. Strengthen all preachers and ministries to do your will. We pray for Nakia. Please keep her out of jail and have the people working her case to be fair. Save and comfort her loved ones during this time. And Holy Father God, we pray for those who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. And Lord, we pray that you'll help these to grow in the faith all around the world. We pray for Dominique, Estelle, and Janine. And Lord, help us to be the disciples of the disciples that you want us to be. We pray also for those who have recommitted their lives to you, Lord Jesus. We pray for Brenda. We pray for Ezekiel, and we pray for OT. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And Lord, we commit our souls into your hands as well. And Lord, we pray for the Queen of England, and who has set a good example as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, for many years in keeping their marriage together for 70 years. And we thank you for doing that, and what an example that is. And we are hearing more and more how that her Christianity, her faith, is very sincere. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for you working in her life and setting her up as a good example of a godly, moral woman who has set a good example for the whole world. And Lord, we pray that you would have her life to inspire the young ladies under her now and all of the other women across this country and around the globe. And we just thank you for what you've done there. And Holy Father God, we commit this day into your hands. Let your will be done in our lives. And Lord, even on a day like today, when so many of us are relaxing and taking it easy and getting geared up for the new year, Lord, help us to be busy with your business. Help us to continue to tell other folks about you and to pray without ceasing, to keep our guard up, and to launch the new year with your blessings. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ has a word for you. When he says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear friend, and you shalt be saved. For someone said in the Bible, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And the apostle replied back, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved." What a passage. And so trust Christ today, dear friend. Acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you cannot save yourself. Understand, because of your sin, just like a criminal must go to jail, a sinner must go to hell if they do not trust Jesus Christ, the greatest lawyer of all time, the greatest attorney of all time, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Make no mistake about it. I mentioned the Queen a few minutes ago, but understand that the Queen went to the church house to worship the King of kings, Jesus, just a few days ago. So you need to worship that King as well. His name is Jesus, but you need to be saved by him. And all you have to do to be saved by Jesus is to believe on Jesus. Believe that he died for your sins. Believe that he was buried and rose again. And he will save your soul. Pray and ask him to save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'll be more than happy to help you pray what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that because of my sin, I understand that I deserve hell. But Lord, I do not want to go to hell. And I understand that you have provided a way for me not to go to hell, but to go to heaven because of your love. For God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Holy Father God, I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. For his sake, please have mercy and grace upon me and forgive me of all of my sins and trespasses. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my wicked ways and to follow you, Lord Jesus, for the rest of my life into the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me, and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. He said he would.
finally come and you change the wrong to right. So if you're always searching, trying to find the bottom line, just give your love and life to God. He'll give you peace of mind. He said he would.
Just like you said you would.